done in patronizing MyPillow, so is Mike Lindell. You've built MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow and the inventor, wants to give back to you. You can get deep discounts right now on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener special. Maybe you want Giza Dreams bed sheets. Maybe you want a MyPillow of your own. Maybe you want a MyPillow to take with you on vacation. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use my promo code USA, and remember, you got nothing to lose. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener specials. You get deep discounts on all MyPillow products only if you use promo code USA. And by the way, you can call 1-800-951-8175 and get the same savings.
It's the 2-year anniversary of deadly violence at the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, when a counter-protester was killed and dozens of others injured when James Alex Fields Jr. drove his vehicle into a crowd at the end of the rally. At least 2 investigations are underway into the death of convicted sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein in a jail cell in New York City over the weekend. One of those investigations ordered by the U.S. Attorney General William Barr, White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway.
The Attorney General took action immediately when he learned of the death of Jeffrey Epstein. And
during her appearance on Fox News Sunday, Conway also responded to questions about President Trump's retweet of a conspiracy theory about the death of Epstein.
The president just wants everything to be investigated.
Epstein found dead in his jail cell at a federal lockup in Lower Manhattan of an apparent suicide. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. military identifying a soldier killed in Iraq over the weekend. Marine Gunnery Sergeant Scott Copenhafer died in northern Iraq while accompanying Iraqi forces fighting ISIS. He was 35 years old from Mancos, Colorado. The Pentagon explaining that his death came, quote, after being engaged by enemy small arms fire. An investigation is underway into his death. The NFL Steelers wide receivers coach unexpectedly died over the weekend. Darrell Drake was 62. Head coach Mike Tomlin saying Drake had a tremendous impact on him and also described him as an amazing husband, father, and grandfather. And former Pitt Panther and Arizona Cardinal Larry Fitzgerald wrote on social media he's heartbroken and couldn't put into words the impact that Drake had on him. Before the pros, he'd spent 8 years as a coach at his alma mater, Western Kentucky. Also as Georgia, Baylor, and Texas coaches, Drake was in his second year with the Steelers, having previously worked with the Cardinals and Bears in the NFL. No cause of death has been released. And the reclusive author J.D. Salinger's books are going digital, the late author's classic novel Catcher in the Rye among them. His son is putting them up. And this is USA Radio News.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Our local weather forecast today at HunterdonChamberRadio.com for Flemington and the immediate area. Very sunny today. It's 80 degrees outside right now. Slight chance of showers later this afternoon, only about 20%. Tuesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after noon. Might get some gusty winds and heavy rain, high near 84. Tuesday night, showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 3 a.m. Light and variable wind becoming northwest 5 to 8 miles in the evening, miles per hour in the evening. About 80% chance of precipitation Tuesday night. Wednesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, it'll be sunny with high near 83. Rain continuing into Wednesday night, mainly before 3 in the morning. Thursday, looks like a slight chance of showers in the morning, and then could be some thunderstorms later. Thursday night, again, more of the same. A lot of rain coming through. Clearing up on Friday, though. The weekend highs will be in the 80s, lows in the 60s at night. It's cooling down nicely at night now, so it looks like a sunny weekend. Stay tuned for Chef Phil's Table.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
Chef Phil's Table, coming live on Mondays right at our station here on Main Street in Flemington, New Jersey, 100 Chamber Radio. Let's see, what are we doing this week? Well, we made that nice seafood pizza. I ended up in the long run with that. I know we were talking about developing. I eliminated... Didn't do it too much with spinach. Did crab and artichoke. Spinach, I made a sauce. Initially, I had done more of the dip. I just reduced some heavy cream with a little garlic and shallot in it, and I strained it. And then I added some ricotta, about even amount. And then I was able to season it, a little salt and pepper, a little Worcestershire, and let it all come together a little bit. I added fresh parsley, and I did chop a little bit of cooked spinach and used it more like for appearance, a little flavor. I've used spinach as an herb sometimes just for, again, a little bit of flavor and a little green. So this sauce worked very well, and we did with the chopped artichokes, the lump crab meat, and used Monterey Jack cheese. A little bit of Parmesan. I think the mozzarella and the Asiago were a little bit too much on the cheese. You want the crab to shine through. So that came well, and we dusted it with Old Bay afterwards, and so we'll be putting that out this week. I was thinking of another popular dish at Jake's restaurant, where I'm the chef here in Flemington, the poke bowl. That's become a thing now. Last time I was in Manhattan, actually, you see operations that are set up that just do poke. It's spelled P-O-K-E, and some people call it poke, but it's poke, Hawaiian origin. And basically it's rice-based, like many cuisines are, and then arranging a raw diced marinated tuna on top with an assortment of vegetables, fruits, and maybe some of the dressings. And so we were doing the poke as an appetizer for quite a while. You could do this, you know, typically it's raw fish, either salmon or tuna. Those two fish don't harbor too many parasites. They're pretty safe to eat raw. People request salmon and tuna cooked rare all the time, so. But these avatars, it was doing well. We've tried the tartare in the past where you chop it up like steak tartare, and we've done the tataki, which would be one step up from sashimi. Sashimi is, of course, a sliced raw fish. The tataki, we would cut little squares of it, or rectangles, rather, and season it with some sesame seed and salt and pepper, and just sear the outside on all the sides of the rectangle, all six sides. And you don't want to cook it. You're just trying to get that color and flavor on the outside, and then we would chill it right away. And those would be sliced thinly, just like sashimi, and presented with, you know, a dipping sauce, maybe soy and ginger. You could have that little bit of wasabi. It's almost like presenting sushi. And I think the bowl is kind of a progression from sushi. Sushi, of course, still very popular. But sushi is all about the rice anyway. And it didn't used to be. You go back, I think I like always like finding why things happen and how they happen. So sushi, the origin of sushi was a way to actually to preserve the fish before refrigeration. And right, it was packed in rice. And as the rice would break down and ferment, I think amino acids, there were things, you know, substances that would be, that would come out of the rice that would preserve the fish. And then, you know, again, no refrigeration, so you had to save the catch. And then the rice was scraped off, and then you had the fish. And, of course, with the invention of refrigeration, one of the great things to come along really changed the way we eat and grow and sell. I mean, all our food now, think of it without refrigeration. So all the smoking and salting and drying and all these preservation methods worked, or had to keep things going. Otherwise, you had no way to save the food. So with the change in sushi, what happened was it became this very slow food, which took, you know, months to ferment the rice and everything, and then became this fast food, and more about the rice, seasoned rice, and then pristinely fresh seafood. And of course, to be a sushi chef, they spend years just learning how to do the rice properly. It's got to be, you know, sticky enough to hold together, but not too starchy, and it's got to be seasoned and typically not served ice cold. The pre-made sushis, the little rolls you get in the store, they're okay. They're a good snack, but really sushi, the rice should be at room temperature. And then the contrast, of course, with the fresh fish. And this is what we end up being with the poke bowl. You can almost think of it like a, you know, an enhanced sushi-type dish. The rice is served warm, or at least room temperature, and then the cold ingredients are put on top. We've got a break for a couple of messages here, but we'll talk about the poke bowl. And, of course, the rice is important, and it's a cool way to eat. It's pretty, it's healthy, and something we should try, especially in the summertime.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Thank you. Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Table here, back at Chef Bill's table at WHCRDB. So the poke bowl, we've been serving the tuna poke as an appetizer. We put it on as a bowl, and it really now people like it either way. And it becomes the meal. It becomes a nice light meal, especially in the summertime. It's really, really popular. Sometimes people, you know, they don't want rice, they want it on greens. I mean, that's the beauty of this way of eating, too. You can kind of take it and run with it. So if you think, you know, from sushi to what we used to call scattered sushi, if you didn't have somebody with the skills to make, or to make the rolls, you know, you need the nori sheets, and it takes a little bit of practice. But now the poke, you're getting these same types of flavors as you would in a sushi roll. And you can garnish the dish the same way, but it's out of a bowl. Now, it's kind of for food on the go, for traveling food, of course, probably not for eating in the car. Like there, think of the way many Americans eat. You know, it's got to be something you can hold on to. That's why the drive-through hamburger or chicken sandwich now is the big rage. These things are still... you know, the breakfast sandwiches, anything that's you can wrap it up in a piece of paper. And even with these places that do bowls, you see the original, the Southwestern style. You've got this, you go into it, and it's something that's made to order. So you've got a base, which could be either a grain or a salad. And then you have some kind of protein, mostly, and then an assortment of fruits, vegetables, dressings, or you can get them rolled up in a big tortilla and call it a burrito, I guess. So the combinations all work, and you can, again, do the things wherever you want. But I think the bowls, they're usually very nicely arranged. It's not kind of a mishmash. Like if you eat a pasta dish, of course, the idea is that all the flavors work together. And the dish is homogenous, meaning, you know, when you take a bite of something, you're getting everything that was intended to be there, just like a soup. Or, you know, a stew starts to separate the parts. But a good soup or a good pasta, you know, with every mouthful, you should taste the whole thing. With these bowls, I think the idea is to kind of, you know, eat things separately, try different combinations of things, Some people want to, you know, maybe you want to eat all the protein first and then everything else later. Again, it's very individualized, and it allows the restaurants especially to give people exactly what they want. You're not wasting things that you don't want, and you just kind of build it and tie it all together, again, with some kind of dressing. We were doing a vegetable dish kind of like that. We did brown rice, and we would have four or five vegetables prepared different ways. One like roasted sweet potatoes, and another one would be grilled, another one would be braised. Different textures, different colors, and then tie it all in with a tahini sauce. And that, you know, kind of worked for a nice vegetarian dish, or could be topped with a protein. But now we found these the poke bowls kind of took over. So the rice. And we use basmati rice or jasmine rice, either one. And we just do it kind of not stovetop. We don't steam it. We just use that old ratio. With the basmati, it's normally 1.5 times the amount of water as you have rice. So if you have a cup of rice, about 1.5 cups of water. And a little bit of salt. We do like to season the rice with a little bit of salt. And you just simmer it, and it cooks for 15 minutes. It's a little quicker cooking than the converted rice. And we like it because it's got a little softer texture. It's got that kind of popcorn smell to it. Got a little more flavor. So after 15 minutes, we cook it covered, low heat, and then we let it sit covered for 15 minutes, so make sure all the liquid gets absorbed. You're almost better off undercooking than overcooking, because rice will, even if it's off the heat, still continue to absorb liquid. So you get a nice, then you uncover it, and of course then you can fluff it. Now, you could take the rice, if you like a sushi type flavor, you could take the rice at that point and you spread it out in a pan, and of course you're trying to, you see the people with the fans trying to cool the rice off, but that's the time that if you wanted to season the rice, if you wanted to take it in that sushi direction with a little bit of the seasoned rice vinegar, sometimes a little mirin, the sweet wine is added. But that's when you season the rice. I use a seasoned rice vinegar. It has some salt and sugar already in it. We've used that in dressings. Actually, a couple of recipes we have for you today. We use it in our oyster wash. Instead of making a mignonette, we use our kind of combined two things. We use rice vinegar and our pico seasoning, our little compote there, the jalapenos, tomatoes, and red onion, cilantro. So it takes it a different direction. Still got that vinegar, but it's pretty nice with raw oysters. So another, if you like coconut rice, of course, you take your rice and you have coconut milk's pretty thick. If you can get coconut water, fine. You could use that to cook the rice. And what we used to do is take half water and half coconut milk and cook the rice in that. And then you have that coconut flavor in there. The brown rice, of course, takes a little bit longer than the regular converted rice. Instead of 20 minutes, it might take half an hour. But we treat that the same way. We do the ratio. We do it's about two parts water to one part rice. And, you know, see, a little salt. And bring it to a boil and go 20 minutes covered. And then, again, we let it sit off the heat. It could take, you know, even half an hour, but if you take it off after 20 minutes, let it sit, it will absorb the liquid, and then again we will take it out and spread it out in a pan, so let it cool. You could also a version of this, if you, I don't know if you call it poke or not, but if you like cold noodles, you know, this is now kind of taking it in the direction of a pasta, I guess, but you know, again, not something that's all mixed up together. But cold noodles, soba noodles, you could do the sesame dressing. When I make them, I like to, peanut noodles are great, but that's a heavy dish. The cold noodles that you get in the takeout places, it's good, you know, peanut butter. I like it more with sesame. And what I'll do is, even if I'm using regular egg pasta, after the pasta's cooked, I chill it, you know, running water, just, you know, stop the cooking. And then I use toasted sesame oil to coat the noodles. That gives it sesame flavor. And I will add, I like a little heat, so I'll use actually chipotle, Tabasco, and scallion. And if you want a little bit of soy in there, that's fine. But you've got something that's a little bit cleaner. You're just flavoring the noodles. In lieu of that, of course, a sesame vinaigrette would work. But I think keeping the noodles, you know, kind of, you want the oil to coat them and flavor them. And the, your, you know, fresh scallions, cilantro, if you like it in there. I mean, gives it a, it's a nice base for a dish. Or you could do greens. Now we get requests even, you know, raw spinach. People like that on their, with, that seems to be the one that they would go for. Say if you're trying to avoid the carbs, the spinach is nice. Not too many on regular lettuce. Spinach seems to be the one. So that's your base. And with the rice now, you serve it, again, room temperature is the best, or slightly warm, and you arrange your ingredients on top. But what we'll do is we cook the basmati rice, cook it thoroughly, and chill it, and then we just, to order, we heat it up in the microwave. And not too much. You're not trying to recook it or bring it back to scorching hot. You just want to get it back up, you know, reheat to that serving temperature. And then, of course, the ingredients are put on. You've got cold ingredients going on there, so it tends to bring it right just to that right temperature. But the reheating the rice, if you want to make sure that it doesn't dry out too much, you can always cover it with plastic wrap or do it in a microwave-safe container with a lid on it. But really, if you just do, you know, 10 or 15 seconds in there, 20 seconds maybe, just go by touch, just to warm it up a little bit. It does not, doesn't dry it out. Now, so we have our base, and then you pick your protein. And traditionally, of course, is the tuna or salmon. You could also, I mean, if you like sashimi quality, good fish, the nice fluke this time of year, sliced very thin. Think of a crudo or think of a sashimi, snapper. If you use shrimp, of course, you would have the shrimp cooked, which is even better. Shrimp or crab meat would be nice on there. Firm tofu cubes, if you want to avoid the meat proteins. But we've even found that people, again, it's, you know, there's... It's funny, you try to follow the rules of a recipe, but then you use your imagination a little bit and your preferences. So beef, actually, and if you wanted to do it raw, I would use tenderloin, treat it just like the tuna. But nice seared beef tips would be good on there. And again, you want, you know, not too big a piece, not like a kebab. You want small pieces. Not more, you know, about half. That's the thing with the tuna, the poke. It's not minced up like tartare. It's cut into the little cubes, quarter inch to 3/8 inch. Or I mean, a quarter. Yeah, quarter to 3/8 inch. Less than 1/2 inch. But pork tenderloin, marinated and grilled, and even fried chicken. I've seen on poke bowls. Fried chicken's everywhere now. So. But anyway, when we come back, we'll give you a couple of toppings here and then talk about garnishes and a finishing sauce. So there's kind of a method to this. So you've got a base, a protein, some kind of marinade for the protein, which you could either do beforehand or after cooking, or if you're serving it raw. It doesn't take a long time either. Then your garnishes, all your things you're going to serve with it, and then some kind of finishing sauce, usually a creamy mayo-type thing. Doesn't have to be, but that kind of works to kind of tie everything together. We've got a break for news, and we'll be back at Chef Bill's Table.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
They're still looking into the cause of a tragic house fire that broke out in Erie, Pennsylvania early Sunday morning. The home being used is a round-the-clock daycare center. Five little children were killed, ranging in age from 8 months to 7 years. A friend of one of the victims, John Varkarski, says when he heard the news, he gave his own children a kiss.
When I seen this on the news in the morning, first thing I did, they were still sleeping yet, and I still picked them up and grabbed them, hugged them, and gave them a kiss.
Prosecutors say they're considering seeking the death penalty against an escaped Tennessee prisoner accused of murdering a prison administrator last week. Curtis Watson was recaptured yesterday morning in Henning after he was on the run for 5 days, accused of killing Tennessee Department of Corrections official Deborah Johnson. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
At Sheffield's table here at WHCRDB. So the Poke Bowl. So they say in the restaurant, well, we choose, let me backtrack a minute. The seafood used for your fish. Now, raw fish, if you have an aversion to that, of course, by all means, do something cooked. Or we do have actually a guest that comes in. She wants the tuna to be just seared. She doesn't like the apparently the appearance of the raw fish. She doesn't want it cooked all the way through. You don't want it like canned tuna fish, but she needs it seared. So it's kind of, I guess, the best of both. You're doing kind of a tataki, and you could do this too. The thing with the tuna, and I'll give you what we'd use for a poke marinade. There's many variations out there. You can buy it. Pretty easy to make yourself, though. And once you get a feel for the flavors there, you can kind of mess around with them. It kind of reminds you of a teriyaki. So, say in New York State now, if restaurants that are serving raw fish have to freeze them first. And most sushi places you do, especially the good Toro, the tuna belly, those things are always, they're kept at a very, very low temperature, blast freezer, they're 40, 50 below, much lower than your home freezer would do it. And the idea of the freezing, of course, should there be any parasites in there, they will be destroyed. And the problem with freezing something too slow is you get cellular damage. So when the fish defrosts, you get what we call the drip. The moisture comes out. The cells expand 10%. The water in there does actually when it freezes. And then, of course, when it's defrosted, it runs back out, and you end up with, a product that maybe dries out a little bit, loses some flavor. The commercially frozen, of course, have done cryogenics. They do it usually in a liquid, like a almost like the reverse of a sous vide, where you're cooking stuff slowly. Well, this stuff, they bring the temperature down very, very quickly, minimizes the cell damage. So we use, some states are requiring all this fish to be frozen first, at least, 12 or 15 minutes, something, along that line. We buy what's called saku blocks, S-A-K-U, and they're perfect for sashimi or for tuna. They're made with your sushi grade, and you look for the 2 or 3 star, 4 star. There's different grades for it. You want to buy something. They're Cryovac. They use the modified atmosphere packaging, so it keeps the nice color. Looks a little bit brighter than if you got fresh tuna, but it's very safe and it's good protein. and just buy something that's sushi grade. And that you can defrost and cube up, and it works very well. If you're using fresh, and if you know you caught it, you know, you caught that sea bass or that fluke that day, and you're slicing it, I mean, no fears. You should be good. But the other way, with the with the raw fish, now what we do is we toss it in a marinade, but we do it right before it goes out, so you're tasting, the fish isn't soaking up too much of the marinade. It's kind of a, like when you toss a salad, just coating it. And that's the idea. It's something you can do to order. If you were doing something other than seafood, if you're doing shrimp, of course, you want the shrimp cooked. But then you could still dress it with this dressing before you put it on your rice. If you're doing meat, then you would probably, you could do it, again, two ways. You could cook the meat first. If you want beef, of course, you could do it nice and rare. Pork, you would have to cook a little bit more. And fried chicken, obviously, you're going to fry it. The marinade we use, we use that Thai chili sauce and the mei ploy. There's other versions of it out there. We use the original ones. It's simply chilies with and sugar and water and vinegar, a little bit, I think, a little garlic in there. But it's kind of pourable, and it puts the sugar. You need the sugar in this. And if you see recipes for it, it'll call for maybe a chili paste, but then a bunch of sugar. But we have, you know, the sugar's already here. It's already, it's right. So we use a cup of that sauce and a half cup of soy sauce, about 2 ounces of toasted sesame oil, and then we have sesame seeds in there. We use a tablespoon of white and a tablespoon of black sesame seeds. Black sesame seeds, a little bit different, a little more flavor. They're good. It looks good, tastes good. And then a tablespoon of grated ginger. Or, if you don't have fresh ginger, you could substitute a teaspoon of ground ginger, especially if it's good and fresh. It'll put that flavor in there. But ginger, normally grating it, the microplane seems to be the way to do it, although you can just peel it, finely chop it, do it on a shredder if you want. And that way you get some of the juice, too. This is really what you want, that ginger flavor. So this is a simple marinade, and if you're using the raw fish, you just toss it with some of this marinade, and it can sit for, you know, 10 or 15 minutes if you want, or you can serve it right away. Now, this would be also good for your beef to be tossed in after it was cooked. If you were going to marinate the meat first and then cook it, probably, I mean, with this, you know, you've got some sugar in there, so you're going to get really some caramelization. I'd recommend the other marinade we use for our marinated porterhouse tips at Jake's is the 3 parts orange juice to 1 part soy sauce, and then we add some chopped garlic. You can also, if you like the ginger and shallot, you could put that in there too. We just use the garlic, but ginger would be good complement to that. And this marinade works because of the low acid of the orange juice doesn't really cook the meat. It doesn't alter the color. So you could marinate the meat overnight, 2 days, 3 days, you know, and the meat will, it'll color on the outside, but the inside will still stay rare. Oftentimes marinades with too much vinegar or too much acid in there, almost like a ceviche effect, they'll cook the meat, alter the proteins, you know, it makes it mushy. You don't get that nice texture you like. So, we have the your what we call a marinade. And again, you can vary these proportions if you like, but this is what kind of works for us. Another thing, you're thinking of crunchy now. You've got your soft rice. Of course, you've got soft protein. So anything else on the poke would like to be crunchy and have some different flavors to it. A house-made or a quick pickle would work very well. We talked about that, you know, especially with cucumbers and things coming in now. That rice vinegar and sugar, a little bit of chili flake, and some chopped red onion. You can make that pickle anything. We do, we call it Asian slaw. Another one we've had two coleslaws, one creamy and one vegetable slaw that's no mayonnaise in it. This one also very lightly dressed, and this would complement, especially texture-wise, if you wanted something as a good ingredient for your poke bowl. And we use chopped scallion, so you need about a half cup of chopped scallion, a tablespoon of grated ginger, 1.5 teaspoons of sesame oil, an ounce of the seasoned rice vinegar. Again, we use the season because it has a little bit of salt and sugar in it. It just works for us. So you've got this dressing, and this would be enough for about 4 cups of shredded Napa cabbage. We're not using the regular green cabbage. We're using it's a little bit softer. And then 2 cups of shredded red cabbage. And the red cabbage you could do with the knife, cut it very, very thin. So you've got kind of 2 textures going on there of cabbage. A 1/4 cup of chopped cilantro, and then 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of pepper, again, to taste. But you mix this together, and you've got the 2 colors. Now, as this sits, because of the vinegar, if it sits, a couple of days, which is fine, you're kind of pickling it, the red from the red cabbage will kind of bleed out and make the whole thing this, pretty nice color. But it's a good texture. Again, not overdressed. You're getting more of the crunch from the cabbage. Great in the hot weather, too. You don't have to worry about spoilage. So this would be a nice addition to your bowl. Now, the other thing, of course, we like, we do shredded carrots, wakame, the seaweed salad, always available. That's, you don't have to make your own. If you want it to be more like that sushi, so you've got your... That's the sesame flavor in that. It's very nice. The seaweed salad, very good for you, by the way. But we want something creamy. So, of course, diced avocado would always work. We use the avocado. And then other vegetables, again, either pickled or you want them cut very finely. You want to be able to eat them easily. We do with ours now grilled pineapple. So we've got that little fruit element, and the pineapple simply brushed with oil. We don't sugar it up or anything. You get the good golden pineapples. They're nice and ripe. And we just mark them on the grill, and you could either finish them in the oven. You want them not cooked all the way, and a lot different than canned pineapple. You want fresh. I guess if you had to use canned, you could do it, but then you'd really want to grill it or roast it, change the flavor a little bit. This way you get the good texture of the partly cooked fruit and a little smokiness from the grill, the char, and it works. And we'd kind of tie it all together with a couple of sauces, which we will cover next. We have to honor a couple of our sponsors here that make our radio station possible. And we'll be right back and finish up our bowls.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend.
A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Back at Sheffield's table here at HuntertonChamberRadio.com, and we'll finish up our poke bowls here. So, oh, by the way, I mentioned pineapple, of course, as a possibility, but also at this time of year, if you're melons, we've done grilled cantaloupe, and it's very good. You don't even need to finish it. You just want to char the outside. I'm sure peaches, anything like that, would be welcome addition to your poke bowl. But the vegetables, again, think of things you can shred, or with the summer bounty coming, and now there's no end to the radishes. Would be nice. You could have them plain or pickled. Think of the colors and textures if you want some, and flavors. So, you know, you want something maybe pickled, you want something crispy, you want, you know, something soft like the avocado, or you have the fruit. And you can arrange these on the bowl. This is the neat thing about it. And it's something you can set up, you know, say you've got a few people, you could set the bowls up and then put your protein on last. Very practical for doing this. Or have just set up a little salad bar and let people make their own if you're entertaining. Kind of a poke station, as it will. So we have our base, we have our protein garnishes. Again, let your imagination run wild. A couple of finishing sauces. We use, for lack of a better term, dynamite sauce, creamy spicy sauce, sriracha mayo, all of the above. Again, think of the kind of pinkish sauce you get in a sushi place, usually the shrimp or scallops dynamite. I think that's a lot of times kind of the sauce for this you know, the tempura fried shrimp. And the dynamite sauce, you can make it a couple of different ways. It's mayonnaise-based. So just say for a small batch, we would use 6 tablespoons of mayonnaise, a teaspoon of sriracha, a half teaspoon of sugar, and a half teaspoon of rice vinegar. So you're kind of just making, this is the simplest way. There's another way, if you like a little sweeter, instead of the sriracha, you could use some of that Thai chili sauce that we used in the marinade. So if you want to reinforce the marinade kind of with the chili, of course the mayo kind of has that cooling effect because of the eggs and the oil in there, kind of spreads flavors around. So then it's the beautiful color. You kind of drizzle it over everything. And then the other thing we'll use is wasabi mayo. And of course, wasabi, we all know finding fresh wasabi is almost impossible. The powder is basically, it's a lot of dry mustard flour with a little bit of the horseradish in it. But nevertheless, you know, we use it. If you want to buy the paste, that's fine. If you're making your own from the powder, and make sure it's even though it's dried, you want to, you know, some of those jars I've seen in the stores are a little pale. They've been around for a while. You know, check the date, just like you would any spice or seasoning. But when I make the paste, instead of water, I like to use, again, this seasoned rice vinegar. And just enough so you can kind of spread it around what would be the texture? You know, maybe a little thinner, not quite as thick as peanut butter. Let's put it that way. And then we add there our mayo, and you can put as much or as little as you want, enough just to make it able to be drizzled. You decide the heat level that way. If you want it real spicy, you would use, of course, less mayonnaise. And also, if you like to add a little salt and sugar, if say you don't have seasoned vinegar, or if you use water just as your paste, I would still, a little salt and sugar helps in there. I think the Kewpie mayonnaise is like that. It's got a little sweet. It's a little stronger on the seasoning. So we drizzle those two sauces, and again, people, if they say, I don't want one, I want, extra the other, I don't want it, or I want it on the side, it's very easy to do. That's the beauty of these dishes, the bowls. They're, because you're making them to order, they're totally customizable, and if you're worrying about sensitivities, allergies, likes, dislikes, preferences, really it's a pretty neat way to eat. So say we want to break from tradition, from the typical, the seafood one. As I said, with the beef, tenderloin would be my choice, something that is nice and soft, no fat in it, and you don't need that much. So we use for a portion, we'll use 4 ounces of cubed tuna for a portion. That's nutritionally very, very good, as long as it's lean protein. It's nutritionally correct, and really with all the other things, that's about right. So if you're filet is expensive, but if you're serving only 4 ounces a person, it's pretty cost effective. But then I would have again in the at the meat either way, the marinade first and then cook it, and I would use that lighter, that orange juice and soy marinade, and then after it's cooked, then you could toss it in the poke marinade, kind of reinforce it. If I was doing pork, of course, I would probably grill it or sear it off. Again, I would use the pork tenderloin, something nice and soft that you wouldn't have to cook too long. Season it. You could pan sear it if you like. Just cook it thoroughly, at least until it's a dry pink. That's safe. And then I would then toss it in the marinade. So I think if you put it in that poke marinade first with all that sugar and you try to grill it, it's going to char up too much. So we'll just do with the, if we're doing a cooked protein, then we would cook it. That's what we do with the tuna for our guests that want it cooked. We sear the tuna with salt and pepper and then toss it in the marinade afterwards. Don't marinate it first. So that's, and then, of course, fried chicken. If that's what you like on it, then you got a whole different ball game going on, right? I would do, again, small cubes. If you don't want it fried, again, if you wanted it roasted in the pan like you did your pork, that would be perfectly, I would think the thighs would be, cubed thighs would be a little better flavor, but certainly cut up your chicken breast, or if I was in my restaurant, I would use chicken tenderloins because that's what we have in there, and that's what everybody likes. So you could do a saute in the pan and then toss it in the marinade, or let's say I want to use the marinade more as a sauce, then have some fried chicken, either a cutlet or the tenderloins or something. I mean, then you're getting kind of into the katsu range, the fried cutlets. And you can see where this food is, you could kind of do the combination of things if you like. If you like the rice and the different vegetables and fruits and things like that, I mean, you don't have to put the tuna on it. You could use it as a base for something else. So that's what our cooking's all about. And this is, you need a couple of recipes here. You have a couple of formulas, but pretty much it's your knife skills and your imagination and you know, shopping at the market. And speaking, we've done the last couple of shows on seafood. Next week we have a guest, Mark from Metropolitan Seafood will be here. I don't know if he's been on the radio station before, but certainly a very established, reputable fish market up in Clinton. And Mark's very passionate about his product. I think that will come through on the show. But we will be streaming live through Facebook. And should be a great show. Got a couple of guests coming up this fall. Janet from Madalena's. I think Ryan from Chick-fil-A here. We'll get some people. We got a wine person coming on too. So looking good for the fall. Chef Bill signing off, and we'll talk to you next week. Remember to stop by Jake's and say hello.
Do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The body of millionaire financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein has been autopsied in New York City. New York City's medical examiner says she is withholding the findings, though, pending additional information. Richard Behar is a contributing editor of investigations for Forbes magazine.
He was supposed to have been watched at least every 30 minutes by guards who turned out to be terribly overworked and understaffed.
Epstein appears to have hung himself in his cell, but his death is the subject of a number of investigations, including one by the U.S. Justice Department. Iran's foreign minister saying the United States is turning the Gulf region into a matchbox ready to ignite, telling Al Jazeera today that the region will become less and less safe as more foreign military vessels show up. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now, I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Trump administration is now moving to make it more difficult for some legal immigrants to remain in the United States. A new federal rule would effectively penalize low-income immigrants who get food stamps, housing vouchers, or other types of federal assistance. During a White House briefing, immigration official Ken Cuccinelli said the rule promotes self-reliance and self-sufficiency. Former Vice President Joe Biden says he believes Congress needs to bring back a ban on assault-style weapons. In a New York Times op-ed Sunday, 1 week after the mass shootings in Dayton and El Paso, Biden argues the ban passed in 1994 worked. He says polls show nearly 70% of Americans, including 54% of Republicans, favor a ban on what he calls weapons of war. Today starts a trial for a former Eagle Scout accused of running an international drug ring out of his Salt Lake City basement. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT.